Hey guys, welcome to the number 261 ever episode of The Wiz Talk with Chase. I am your host, Chase Coburn, and today we are back with another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. Folks, I've been waiting for this day for a very long time. It is that time. It is the first day for the Wizards of the NBA season, so we have a preview coming up for their individual game tonight against the Indiana Pacers, but we also need to break down what they're going to do as a whole this coming season. I'm going to be giving my season predictions, the players that will stand out, the players that have chances to stand out on a national stage, and more. And we're going to break down overall how I think the Wizards will do this coming season. Hope you guys do enjoy. Please subscribe, follow, share, view. Let's jump into this.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Wiz Talk with Chase. I am Chase Coburn.
So let's jump straight into this, my 2023-24 season predictions for our Washington Wizards. Let's start off. We always break down who's going to win each award for this team. I always used to make a joke and say Coach of the Year and Executive of the Year. Guys, if it's the Executive of the Year, it's Michael Winger. It's the Coach of the Year, it's Wes Unseld. It's not too difficult. But we'll break down every other award. I think the MVP of the Wizards this season is going to be Jordan Poole. And I wanted to make a whole episode on Jordan Poole, didn't eventually really have the time, but I feel like this is a good way I can really break him down. At first, I did not like the move for Washington to get him long-term as their starting point guard, but I am realizing that even with that big contract, he is going to be really good for this rebuild because he's really fast, he's quick, he could be a really good scorer, and he could hopefully really develop a good facilitating game. I'm really high on Jordan Poole. He was a 20-point-per-game scorer this year or last year, and now was coming off of the bench, only started half of the games last year. Now he's going to be one of the primary options. I expect a huge year from Jordan Poole, and I think as good as Kyle Kuzma is, I always think of him as the more consistent player. If this team is going to achieve any success, whether it's in the winning column or just any players developing, which I think is even more success, it's going to be because of Jordan Poole. He is the most valuable player on this team, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him be the facilitator to all of these guys and being a key to helping these guys develop. Again, I'm really looking forward to seeing how Jordan Poole performs this coming year. My defensive player of the year, I was thinking of going Denny Avdija, but overall, I am going to go Daniel Gafford. I think now he, without Kristaps Porzingis, is the primary rim protector, and the defensive job's going to have to go on him. The backup center for the Wizards is none other than Mike Muscala, who we picked up in the offseason. So, yeah, Gafford's going to have to be that defensive player. I think Gafford is a great year in the defensive column when it comes to blocks and all that, and he's the best defender of the Wizards. My Wizards Rookie of the Year obviously goes to Bilal Coulibaly. In fact, I don't even know if they have another rookie on the active roster right now. So obviously we'll go to Coulibaly, but originally I did not like the move, but I broke this down in my Young Guns episode a few days ago. I am now really high on Bilal Coulibaly. I think he could do a lot for this team as a rookie. I think he'll be a scorer, a wing defender. I'm just really high on Bilal Coulibaly, and I think he is going to have a good year for the Wizards. He wins Rookie of the Year. My sixth man of the year, Denny may come off the bench, same with Bilal Coulibaly. I think it's obvious now that Corey Kispert is going to be coming off the bench, and I think as what a 40% three-point scorer and just an overall scorer as a whole, double-digit points a game with efficiency, I think Corey Kispert wins sixth man of the year. And my most improved player, because I don't think you can not improve after what he did last season, it's Johnny Davis. And I feel like you could say Jordan Poole, but I kind of wanted to go with the player that's already been on the Wizards, because I actually think Jordan Poole could win most improved player in the entire league. But I just wanted to go with someone that wasn't on the Wizards last year so that you guys who only watch the Wizards can understand how much they will improve. Johnny Davis really struggled last year, struggled to get playing time, struggled to stay on the team. And this year, I do think he's going to get himself his role is going to get bigger as the season goes on, and he's finally going to start succeeding. He wins most improved player. Which players have a legitimate shot to win the award, though? And this will go to Jordan Poole. He is my pick for most improved player. I broke that down on the Cool Sports Network yesterday. I just think that, again, we mentioned he was a 20-point-per-game scorer, so it could be hard for him to do that. But I think as the number one option, he may only put up 24 points a game. So the statistics may not be there, but I think overall, as the number one option, as a facilitator, I just think we're going to see a much more improved Jordan Poole now that he's in that bigger role. And I think that he is going to be the most improved player in the NBA this season, and that will really help the Wizards out. Well, for Coach of the Year, I think Wes Unseld does have a shot. The only shot he has is if this Wizards team somehow makes the playoffs or does well, which, again, is not the expectation. We'll break that down in a minute. But that's really the only way he makes it or wins the award, but I doubt it will be him. And then Rookie of the Year, Bilal Coulibaly, if he breaks out quick. Again, I expect him to, you know, maybe my game preview won't show that, but I think he'll start off a little slower. I think he'll be inconsistent. I think he'll finally start to get things going. But if he comes in as a consistent option on the offensive end and the defensive end, he could make a run for Rookie of the Year. All right, now we'll go to my Wizards stat leaders, who I think will lead all statistical categories. Points per game, I do think it's going to be Kyle Kuzma with around 24, 25 points. I have exactly 24.3. When you look at Kuzma, I just think overall he's the best volume scorer on the team. We know you can get him the ball and he can score a basket. I'm not saying he's going to be the most efficient on the team. All I'm saying is that he's going to score the most points. And I think Kuzma is going to have a great year with Washington this year. Assists per game is not going to go to Jordan Poole. It's instead going to go to the point guard the Wizards picked up in the trade in which they dealt Kristaps Porzingis. And that is Tyus Jones, who, kind of like Monte Morris last year, Tyus Jones has the best assist to turnover ratio in the NBA over the past few seasons. I think he gets between 7 and 8 assists a game as a primary facilitator on this offense. Rebounds per game, many are going to want me to go with Daniel Gafford. I'm actually going to go with Denny Avdija, who ranked as one of the top players in the NBA in percentiles when it comes to defensive rebounding. He averaged 6.4 rebounds last year, and I think that number goes up a decent amount this year. I think it goes up to around 7 or 8 rebounds. Gafford's never really been a primary rebounder, too. Last year, Denny had more rebounds than Daniel Gafford, and without that tall, dominant big man like Porzingis last year, it's obvious chance to win the rebounding crown. Steals per game, to me, is pretty obvious. It's DeLon Wright, who the Wizards did re-sign, and he will be coming off the bench as one of the backup point guards on this team. And he's not going to score much. He's not going to do much overall, but one of the things he did last year, averaged 1.8 steals per game. That was a career high. We saw signs of it in 2021 when he averaged 1.6, but then he jumped it up to 1.8. I think DeLon Wright, we know what he can do defensively, getting steals, and I think that's what he does this year, and he leads the team and steals. Blocks per game, though, I do have Daniel Gafford. Again, he's really going to be the only guy who I think will be in the position to get it. So even if he's not an incredible blocker, I think he goes up a little bit. I think he gets to 1.4 blocks, 1.5, 1.6, around that range. I think Daniel Gafford is a nice year. Leads the team in blocks because really there's nobody else that could do it. Kind of like for field goal percentage, I just don't think there's going to be another player that's going to take high percentage shots the way that Gafford will. He shot 68% his first year in and 68% his first year in Washington, 69 in 2022, 73 in 2023. I think it goes down to 68 because I do think Gafford takes more shots with this offense really wide open to anybody, but I still do think he leads the team in field goal percentage. 3-point percentage, it would be obvious to pick Corey Kispert, but I do think he takes a volume scorer role this year and is a little less efficient from 3-point range and is not top 10 like he was last year when it comes to 3-point percentage. Instead, I think it's the sniper the Wizards got coming off the bench, Danilo Gallinari, who it didn't look like he was even going to be on the team. Instead, he is going to be on the team. He was also from the Porzingis trade in which Porzingis was sent to Boston. We know Danilo Gallinari can stretch the floor. We've seen it from him in the past. And again, we know that is his game. We know that is his role from three-point range with Atlanta. Last time we saw him, 38%. Year before that, 40-40-43. It's just, he's a really great three-point shooter. And I think considering he's not going to have as big of a role as he's had in his previous teams, he steps up, does a lot on three-point range here in Washington. Free throw percentage, I do have going to Kispert. Kispert, you know, shot really well from the free throw line, unlike his rookie season. His rookie season, he only shot 80, or actually, no, he actually decreased, excuse me, I was thinking of someone else, in free throw percentage last year from 87 to 85. I have him going now back up to 89. This is, you know, one of those things. Kispert took more free throws last year. This year, I think he improves his efficiency from the line, or from the charity strike, I should say. And the leader in PER, I do have Kyle Kuzma. So, that is kind of the individual players. Now I just kind of want to break down the depth chart and kind of what you could expect from this team before I break down what they are actually going to do. I mean, guys, this team's not great. I mean, there's a reason why this is the first year in a rebuild. But I don't think it's that bad. Like, the Wizards are only projected for 23.5 wins this year. You know, for those who, you know, don't really like to do math, or 23.7, excuse me. That is, how do I say it? Not that many wins, 58.3. So, or losses. I mean, that's a ton of losses. 58.3 losses they're projected. I don't know. I don't think they're bad enough. Like, I think the Wizards will still... Okay, you know, I'm not going to say my prediction. Now, my point is that this team still has talent. Tyus Jones is a really quality point guard. We know what Jordan Poole can be. Kyle Kuzma's a really good scorer, and we saw last year that when you give him the keys to the offense, he could succeed. You have veterans coming off the bench. Landry Shamet's a really good snipe shooter. Same with Danilo Gallinari. Mike Muscala has experience. I think this team's not bad. They just have some weaknesses overall. Yes, the team is bad, but are they 23 wins bad? I don't know. Like, I really feel that this team... What I personally want to see from them this year is not winning basketball, because even if they do win games, they're not making the playoffs. This team's just not good enough. But what I do want to see is I want to see Johnny Davis in the rotation. I want to see Corey Kispert, Danny Avdia, Bilal Coulibaly. I want to see the young players, and I want to see them polish and continue to get better, because that is what the future of this organization is relying on. They're not relying on Tyus Jones not turning the basketball over or DeLon Wright leading the league in steals. They are relying on Jordan Poole and Johnny Davis and all these younger guys to step up and play good basketball. That is what the Wizards are relying on long-term on this team. So, in the rotation, I don't really want to see a ton of Mike Muscala. I would rather see some other guys. I'd rather see Patrick Baldwin. This team just, you know, you got, does everybody understand what I'm saying here? I want to see the young guys play, and if that means less winning, sure, so be it. But right now, with still that talent on the team, I don't think they're bad enough for 23 wins, especially considering they only have the 19th hardest schedule, so they have more of an easier schedule than not this coming year. All right, everybody. What do I think? They're projected for 23-24 wins. That's way too low. Way, way, way too low. I think the Wizards get 29-30 wins this upcoming year. I have 29 wins, 53 losses. Again, this team just isn't great, and they're going to be super inconsistent this year with a ton of young options, and we don't know if Jordan Poole is going to be super consistent, but that is what I think. 29 wins, 53 losses. That gets the Wizards the 14th seed in the Eastern Conference. I think they get a top four pick in the NBA draft, which would be awesome because it would give the Wizards another young piece to build around long-term to be one of the cornerstones, to be one of the key pieces in the future of this franchise. But guys, don't let that disappoint you. That shouldn't mean that you should click off of this podcast and not listen this year. There are many things that you are going to want to enjoy. Jordan Poole is going to be awesome. The Wizards may make some deals at the deadline, and that could be huge. Guys like Danilo Gallinari, Kyle Kuzma, if those guys step up, they could be dealt to contenders. So those are things you want to keep an eye on. The Wizards could be a key target when it comes to trades throughout the entire season. You're going to see a great year from Kuzma. There's a lot to look forward to, and so much young talent, so many question marks on this team. You are going to want to stay around here on Wiz Talk with Chase. It's going to be an awesome year for Wizards. It's going to be an awesome year here on Wiz Talk with Chase. And yeah, I do think that the Washington Wizards don't amount too much success this year, but there is a lot to look forward to in the nation's capital for basketball in 2023-24. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. Right now, I'm going to go straight from here and record my preview for tonight's matchup between the Washington Wizards and the Indiana Pacers. You guys are not going to want to miss that. Post this, then do that. I'm a man of everything. I also have some newsletters, chasecoburn.substack.com. You could also go to my website, chasesportsnews.com. You go to the Cool Sports Network, preview the NBA season over there. I got some cool content going on over there. Sports for Kids, Chase Sports News YouTube channel. You know the drill. All the links are in the description. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. If you made it to this point in the podcast, I really do appreciate it. And let's have a fun year here as Washington Wizards fans. Again, that will do it. 29 wins, 53 losses for the Wizards. Thanks for watching. Subscribe, follow, share, view, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.